कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनचारी जमुना तीरा बनचारी जमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवाचार्य अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद अनंत कोटि कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथा श्रीमद भागवतम की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदी All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरोन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितम् येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरो वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपम् साग्रजातम् सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितम् तम् सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजनासहितम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा
कृष्ण पादान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणी वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Hare Krishna. So welcome to all the devotees to morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. And we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, entitled Prayer by Queen Kunti, Text 42.
त्वयि मे अनन्य विषया मतिर्मधुपते सकृत् रतिम् उद्भवतात् अधा गंगे वौघम् उदन्वति त्वयि मे अनन्य विषया मतिर्मधुपते सकृत् रतिम् उद्भवताम् अधा गंगे योघम् वद उदन्वति त्वयि मे अनन्य विषया मतिर्मधुपते सकृत् रतिम् उद्भवता अधा गंगे योघम् उदन्वति प्रभु त्वयि मे अनन्य विषया मतिर्मधुपते सकृत् रतिम् उद्भवतात् अधा गंगे वौघम् उदन्वति रतिम् उद्भवतात् अधा गंगे वौघम् उदन्वति त्वयि मे अनन्य विषया सकृत् रतिम् उद्भवतात् अधा गंगे वौघम् उदन्वति माताजी word to word meaning Toi unto you me my ananya visaya unalloyed matihi attention madhupati O lord of the madhu asakrit continuously ratim attraction udhatat may overflow adha directly, Ganga, the Ganges, Eva, like, Agam, blows, flows, Udanvati, down to the sea. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges forever flow to the sea without the hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else. Purport. Perfection of pure devotional service is attained when all attention is diverted to the transcendental loving service of the Lord. To cut off the tie of all other affection does not mean complete negation of the finer elements, like the affection for the someone else. This is not possible. A living being, whoever he may be, must have this feeling of affection for the other, because this is the symptom of the life. The symptom of life, such as desire, anger, hankering, feeling of attraction, etc., cannot be annihilated. Only the objective has to be changed. Desire cannot be changed. But in devotional service, the desire is changed only for the service of the Lord in place of desire for the sense gratification. The so-called affection for the family, society, country consists of the different phase of the sense gratification. When this desire is sensed for the satisfaction of the Lord, it is called devotional service. In the Bhagavad Gita, we can see that Arjuna's desire not to fight with his brother and relation just to satisfy his own personal desire. But when he heard the message of the Lord, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, he changes his decision and serves the Lord. And for his doing so, he became the famous devotee of the Lord. For it is declared in all the scripture that Arjuna attained the spiritual perfection by devotional service to the Lord in friendship. The fighting was there, the friendship was there, Arjuna was there, and Krishna was there. But Arjuna became a different person by devotional service. Therefore, the prayer of Queen Kunti also indicates the same categorical changes in activity. Srimati Kunti wanted to serve the Lord without diversion, and that was her prayer. This unalloyed devotion is the ultimate goal of life. Our attention is usually diverted to the service of something which is non-godly or the non-in the program of the Lord. When the program is changed into the service of the Lord, that is to say, when the sense are purified in relation with the service of the Lord, it is called pure, unalloyed devotional service. Srimati Kunti Devi wanted that perfection and prayed for it from the Lord. Her affection for the Pandavas and Brishnis is not out of range of the devotional service, because the service of the Lord and the service of the devotee are identical. Sometimes service to the devotee is more valuable than the service of the Lord. But here the affection of the Kunti Devi for the Pandavas and the Brishnis was due to the family relation. This tie of affection is the term of the material relation in the relation of the Maya, because the relation of the body or the mind are the due to the influence of the external energy. Relation of the soul establishes the relation of the Supreme Soul, the factual relation. When the Kunti Devi wanted to cut off the family relation, seemed to cut off the relation of the skin. The skin relation is causes of the material bondage, but the relation of the soul is the causes of the freedom. This relation of the soul to the soul can be established by the via medium of the relation with the Supreme Soul, the Super Soul. Seeing in the darkness is not seeing, but seeing by the light of the sun means you see the sun and everything else which was unseen in the darkness. That is the way of devotional service. Tvai me ananya visyah mati madhupati sakrit radim utvatam adha gangi vaugham udhanmati. O Lord of the Madhu, as the Ganges forever flow to the sea without the hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to the anyone else. The prayer of Kunti, a beautiful sloka here, and we can see, we will discuss about Tvai me ananya visya veda. In the previous sloka, Tasneya pasam imam chindi dridam pandusu drishnisu. This was the Sunday. Now, we can discuss little bit about glories of Kunti Devi. Then we can come to, then we can understand the sloka about this. We know in the Shastras that there are many dynasties like Yadava dynasty, Vrishni dynasty, Bhoj dynasty. The Kunti Devi also appear in Sursen dynasty, the sister of Vasudev. And early childhood, the Kunti Devi given to the king's friend, the Kunti. His name was Pritha, but he is given, adopted by the king Bhoj, Kunti Bhoj. Therefore, his name become Kunti Devi. So we can see something. When the child is very small child and given someone else to become his father, and original father is remaining, with original father, mother, father is there. How can child feel? Your original mother or father is there, and she is going to the different palace, different parents, and accepting the different father. What was the feeling? So we can realize in our childhood, especially when we came in school after 4 o'clock and come in at the home, and we didn't find the mother. If you not find the mother, whole face become like going to cry. We're not seeing our mother. Where is mother? Who is asking many people will, hey, where is my mother? Where is mother? Where is mother? The early childhood, Kunti is given to someone who is not his original father, but adopted by the someone. How painful was that time? And after that, you can understand the Kunti Devi in that situation from childhood to his till the marriage life, and after the marriage life, what situation Kunti Devi goes step by step. The first is given to the someone, his not original father, and she is accepted that Kunti Bhoj as the father, and remaining as king's daughter, and serving there. And one quality comes, beautiful quality from Mother Kunti. She was the expert. See, she was expert in the serving of the guest. Therefore, when Durvasa Muni came to the kingdom of the Kunti Bhoj, king did not find anyone else to serve Durvasa better than Kunti Devi. Because Kunti was so expert, receiving the guest and serving the guest, making the guest happy. So making guest happy is very, very difficult. And especially when the guest like Durvasa Muni comes, that become very, very happy. Here is our Neel Krishna Prabhu sitting. We can see him from, you can learn from him how is it difficult service the guest department. But being expert in the serving of the guest, Kunti Bhoj arranged to serve Kunti Devi as Durvasa Muni. And Kunti Devi expertly served the Durvasa Muni. And Durvasa Muni became so happy. The service attitude for the service of the Kunti Devi, Mother Kunti's service, but the service of Mother Kunti, Durvasa Muni became so happy, spontaneously he wanted to give something the best to the Kunti Devi. And he gave some mantra to Kunti Devi. Please take it. They accept this mantra. If you desire some demigod, you just chant the mantra, demigod will appear in front of you. She took the mantra, and in curiosity, we can see in our life, if somebody gave us something, and after the guest disappeared, we immediately want to see. In the child, if you get birthday gift, after the guest left, the child want immediately to see who gives who. They immediately just open the boxes and want to see. So similarly, in the early child age, in the 12-year age, Kunti Devi try to find out what is the power of the mantra. The in curiosity, just chanted the mantra. And he went, woke up, he saw the sun, and he chanted the Surya mantra. Mantra in front of Surya. And the Surya Deva appear. And the sea became frightened. And Surya Deva says, no. This is the power of mantra, I have to give to the child. Then she said, no. How can I accept the child? And by the power of mantras, Surya Deva gave the child and said, you will remain virgin. And Surya Deva appeared, and Kunti Devi accepted the child. What will do the child? Then put in the golden bus and float in the river. Then that child is known as Karna. In this way, the life goes. When the Kunti Bhoj arranges the Swayambar, the different kings came in the Swayambar, the Kunti Devi chooses the king of Hastinapur, Pandu Maharaj, her husband, and marries. And after the marriage, if the fever, Pandu Maharaj left. He died. He left his body. And behind the five children, Yudhishthir Maharaj, Bhima, Arjun, Nakula, Sahadev. In that situation, how Kunti Devi expertly managed the growth of these five children? Because in the kingly dynasty, if your husband is not there and you are the family, the main person will try to kill you, the whole family member. Because if you not kill you, then you will, after some time, demand the property. Give the 50% of the whole property, you will demand. So we can find how in that situation, when the Pandavas was growing, and with the Kunti Devi in the garden of the Kunti Devi, the Bhima, the first attack was on the Bhima. The Bhima was given the poison by the Duryodhana and thrown in After giving the poison, the Kauravas, Duryodhana and party threw him the Ganges in the river. And the story goes, Bhima returning, becoming more powerful, that they want to kill the Pandavas, trying to kill the Pandavas, but we can see in the history, Pandavas becoming more powerful and more powerful and more powerful. Therefore, we can see in the life of from the Kunti Devi, how the situation come from us, in front of us, and how we should deal it. So from beginning, the Bhima's attack, then the Lakshagra, then the Draupadi's attack, in this way, in five, till the Kaurava died in the battlefield, till time, there was a different conspiracy was organized by the Kaurava to kill the Kunti Devi and Pandavas, along Pandavas. So I can understand, learn from this situation from Kunti Devi's. In our life also, different situation will come. But we should stand and fight with that situation and become more powerful, other than running away from that. The story I had heard from the beginning, our childhood, there was one donkey in the village, and somehow the donkey fell in the deep well. The well has no water. So without water, and in the deep well, donkey was fouled, and villager, they try many ways to bring the donkey up, pull out the donkey, but somehow or other they fail. Whole effort of the villager fail, and they not able to lift the donkey from the well. Then villager decide to put the mud or fill the well, so nobody can fall again in that. Make the level, even level. So they start putting the mud. Let the donkey die. If the one donkey died, but other will survive. In this way, they start putting the mud. But as soon as they put the mud on the well, mud goes upon the donkey. Donkey just moves his body here and there, and that mud comes below his feet. In this way, slow by as much as they try to put from up the mud goes on a donkey just move the body, and the dust again mud go down, and donkey stand on that mud, and slowly donkey start coming. The mud was filling, the mud filled the well, and above mud donkey is coming up and come. In this way, donkey ultimately, the well wall filled with mud, packed with mud, and donkey came out safely without harm. So I learned from this, but there was no purpose, no message from this story, just telling the story, tell the story to children and make children happy. But now you can understand some meaning from this story. There is some meaning in life. So we can see from this Kunti Maharaj situation, Pandava's life, there's so much misery is coming upon them. The people, Duryodhana and party, want to throw all the miseries upon them and make them die. They should not survive in their life. And every effort, as much as they're trying Pandavas, every effort, Pandavas coming out more powerful or more happy. So first effort was try to kill the Bhima. And when Bhima came out, more powerful. So Bhima was pretty normal Bhima. And after that, coming from the Ganges, Bhima got the power of 10,000 elephants. Power of one elephant, so we can see from the one elephant how much powerful elephant is. Now the Bhima got the power of 10,000 elephants, becoming more powerful. And they put the Pandavas in the Lakshagraha, and after Lakshagraha, the Pandavas win the hand of the Arjuna, win the hand of the Draupadi. That time the most beautiful lady on the planet. They put on the Banvas 12 years forest, in the forest. In that forest, Pandava become most powerful. Arjuna went and pleases to fought with the Shiva, Lord Shiva, and pleases the Shiva, Lord Shiva, and got the Dibhyastra, different Dibhyastra from different demigods. In that situation, if we observe the life of the Kunti Devi and Pandavas, in every situation, they becoming more powerful. Because they stood together. They stood together and become more powerful. Therefore, says, miseries in the material world will come and go. The situation will come and go. The situation arise in front, then what we should do? What is our reaction? And in that situation, we can see in our life, when situation comes in front of us, one time, second time, is immediately we shout. The person immediately shout, "Oh Lord, I am trying to serve you, I am chanting your name, and this, why this is misery, what is this miserable life, why coming upon me?" Thus come from natural from our mouth. But in Pandava's life, we never say, see they complaining Krishna, other than they becoming more surrendered to the Krishna's. Asking advice from the Krishna's, what should do the situation. Situation in front of us, please Krishna, advise. Give me strength, give me knowledge to overcome from this situation. Not the complaining. But in our life, in the material world, we can see, the people immediately complain, "Oh God, why you did our family? Why? This why start coming?" But in Pandava's life, Kunti Devi's life, we can see, there is no complaint, but there was surrender, more surrender to the Supreme Lord Krishna. In our life, our surrender, whatever we try to serve, we run away from this. No, cut up this surrendership, cut up this relation, no more surrender. Therefore, in that situation, Kunti Devi's situation, so much miseries come, even people want to kill, king want to kill, the burn to them, kill to them, in that situation. After going through such situation, beautiful prayers coming from the Kunti Devi's heart. Not the complaint, but the glories of the Supreme Personality coming from his heart. Therefore, here Kunti Maharani saying, "Twai me ananya vishaya matir madhupate." The beautiful prayer, "O Lord of the Madhu, as the Ganges forever flow to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction become constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to the anyone else. These beautiful prayers coming out to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Now before that previous verse, Kunti Maharani is saying, Sneha Pasam Evam Chindi Dranam Pandusu Vishnusu. O Lord, please cut off my attraction for my family member. This attraction is my Vrishni dynasty, the Pandu dynasty and Vrishni dynasty. The Vrishni dynasty, the maternal side, and Pandu dynasty, the... And in this way, the Prabhupada beautifully says, Baperwari and Sasurwari. मतलब हिंदी में कहते हैं ना बाप का घर और ससुर का घर तो बापेर वाड़ी एंड ससुर वाड़ी देयरफॉर हियर कुंती महारानी सेइंग द कट माय डियर लॉर्ड दिस कट डाउन द माय अट्रैक्शन टू दिस Vrishni dynasty बिकॉज़ दिस बॉडी रिलेशन इज देयर द बॉडी रिलेशन कट डाउन दिस बॉडली रिलेशन एंड व्हेन Cut down the bodily relation, their heart relation, heart to heart relation, the soul relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Prabhupada said, if you cut down something, Prabhupada said, just like you are working somewhere, you got the job, and you are not happy with that job, then you are trying to resign resigning that job. But you should first find the different job, then resign. Otherwise, what is the value of the resigning? If you resign, there is no job. The first find out. Therefore, beautifully here mentioned, Tvai me ananya visya. The Prabhupada, many purposes, the human life is human life. Human life has some purpose. And human being should know, find out that purpose. What is the purpose of the human life? Human life is not meant for the sense gratification, not meant for the sense enjoyment. The human life has some purpose and find out that purpose. That purpose is the relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Find out, search the, find out, inquire from the saintly person what is my relation with the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And after the finding out this relation, the relation, act accordingly, that relation. And Srila Prabhupada gave example of just like businessman. So two businessmen come. The one is selling something or someone is buying something. The seller and purchaser. The someone purchasing something or someone is buying something. So Prabhupada is saying three things happening here. The someone selling and someone purchasing, a result is profit. Result is profit. क्योंकि profit हो रहा है, दोनों को पैसा मिल रहा है, दोनों कमा रहे हैं. The three things, the somebody is selling, somebody is buying, a result is profit. Similarly, in the human life also, when the boy and girl get married, the first, in the India we can see it, the relation is stable, but mother and father, still this system is there, mother and father, finding the girl for the boys and boy for the girl. And after the sambandha, the marriage takes place, and when the marriage takes place, boy and girl come together, live together, there is profit. What is the profit? The children. Child. Similarly, here is saying the human life is meant for the re-establishing our forgotten relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Prabhupada said, definition of the material world is forgetfulness. The material world means forgetfulness, and Krishna consciousness means spiritual world. So we are within in material world, but if our consciousness is full Krishna consciousness, our consciousness is Krishna, then we are not in material world, we are in the spiritual world. As Prabhupada says in many purports, and here Prabhupada is saying, material world means forgetfulness and forgetting our relation with God, to know Krishna consciousness. That is the definition of the material world. So human life is meant for awakening that relation, finding out the relationship, the sambandha. Therefore in Sanskrit it said, sambandha, abhideya and prayojan. To find out that sambandha and act according that sambandha. Therefore, Kundi Devi is saying, my attraction, cut down my bodily attraction to for this material world, the nation, family member, society, they cut down this attraction of this bodily attraction and let attract my soul to soul attraction is there. Therefore, here Kunti Maharani beautifully praying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Krishna want to go to Dwarka and Kunti Devi, so prayer Kunti Devi prayer, no. Please wait for some more days here. Therefore, here Kunti Devi, Twai me ananya vishya. The Sri Prabhupada said, ananya vishya means ananya bhakti. Ananya bhakti. Attachment to the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, ki ramya kachit upasana braj vadhu varegena va kalpita. There is no better process of worshipping Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the method adopted by the gopis. There is no better process. The Krishna, the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the gopis, what the process gopi adopted, the topmost process to pleasing the Krishna, the worshipping the Supreme Personality of God is Sri Krishna. And we can find in the Srimad Bhagavatam and how the gopis was attracted toward Krishna. So we can see from the Srimad Bhagavata how the Brahman Patni is attracted toward the Krishna. And it, when the Krishna's friend, cowherd friend, came and asking for the, some fruit, and they said, Krishna is there just nearby forest, Krishna and Balram is there, and they want some food because they are hungry. They want some food. And that Brahman Patni is immediately just brought tokri and tokris of food. And they said, we will come with you. So Prabhupada said, you hand over us. They said, no. We want to come with. We want to give this fruit, the food to Krishna. And as soon as they started walking from the house, husband came in between and said, no, you can't go. But Brahman gopis, Brahman patnis, they start walking, leaping behind the husband behind, and they start walking with gopas in the forest in front, and when came into front of Krishna. And they saw the beautiful form of the Krishna. Krishna is standing on threefold bending form, wearing the Tulsi Mala and Vaijanti Mala, and laughing, playing the flute. the beautiful form seen by the Brahman Patnis. And Krishna accepted the bhoga, food by them and said, please go back home. They said, how can go? Who will accept? Now the husband will not accept. Krishna said, no. You just go, everything will become right. All right. Then Brahman Patnis, when they went, came back to house. As soon as they came, the Brahmanas who was doing the yajnas and pujas, they just bow down in front of their wives, bowing down and asking forgiveness. What is the your position? You are the great. Now in this story we can understand how the mind was attracted, the Brahman Patni's mind was attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. The Kunti said, Devi saying, let my mind attract just like Ganges flow toward the ocean, let my mind, my attraction flow toward the Krishna. In this story you can see how the Brahman Patni's attraction was toward Krishna. Now the gopis, Ramya Kachita Badvadu. The gopis' attraction was also the same thing, flowing toward the Krishna. So we can see in Krishna book, Prabhupada, right, when the Krishna and Balaram and Gwalbal going to the forest with the cow and calf, the gopis try to see Krishna and Balaram, stopping their morning duties, morning work, and they just want to see the beautiful face of the Krishna, attractive, natural attraction for the Krishna. And when the Krishna left the village of Vrindavan, going to the forest, gopis just, Braj gopis doing their homework and just thinking about Krishna. Thinking about Krishna already, when they saw the evening coming, the dust coming from the sky, they immediately came to see, now Krishna is coming, Krishna and Balaram is coming. The whole attraction was there to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. In this stories, many, many stories like Bhagavatam is filled with that kind of stories. Pure devotional service to attraction toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Kunti Devi saying here, let my relationship cut and my heart, my soul attract to you. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So we can see in the our Sadgoswami's life, in Sadgoswami's life, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, how they were doing, serving the Mughal king. And when first time they met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understand their relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When the jiva understand the Supreme relationship, the sambandha, jnana, then Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, try to escape from that Nabab Husensa's kingdom. And came, the natural attraction begin when the sambandha established, and natural attraction begin with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sanatana Goswami or Rupa Goswami left, came to the Vrindavan. So we can find such attraction in our Goswami's main other devotees also. And today is the most beautiful day, the Lochan Das Thakur's disappearance day. So Lochan Das Thakur appeared in the 15th century in the Bengal, Vardhaman district, Katwa. And we can find out his attraction was also, this is the devotee's attraction, not the material body, but the soul attraction to the Supreme Personality of Krishna. Because that time, early age, he grew up in maternal grandfather's house, and when he was very childhood, his marriage happened. And he, after marriage happened, he went to his guru's house, Nadari Chakra, Mahesh Sarkar's place and learn so many things, kirtan and other things from there. And when complaint came, you know, the boys grew up not going to his sasurwadi. The wife's, his wife's father, mother complained to the Maharaj Sarkar to bring the boys, send the boys, send. The Lochan Sahib Thakur sent to his wife to bring the wife. When we were traveling and he came to the village, because marriage happened in the very childhood, and many, many long, after a long time, he forget to house of the his father-in-law. And he came to the village, and just outside the village with the well, and one young girl was fetching the water, bringing the water from well, and he asked, "Oh mother, where is the such and such person's house?" And girl just said, "Please come with me." And the girl brought Lochan Das Thakur to his house and says, "This is the person's house." "Then who are you?" "I am the daughter of that person." See, the wife, neither he met this wife and he asked, "Oh mother." Now, what was the consciousness of the Lochan Das Thakur when he heard, he realized that that girl was none other than his wife? Then he said, "How can I accept him as the wife? I just said he is his mother. How can I accept him as the wife?" But there was a force, "No, you married before, now there is no problem, you accept." Somehow he accept and came together and he just start reading Srimad Bhagavatam with that girl. Whole day, whole night, just reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. After finding out his father-in-law and other find out, he is totally detached from the material life, material bodily relation. He fit for renunciation, then he left. So we can found the attitude of this Narottam Das Thakur, or Lochan Das Thakur, how once he said, "Oh mother," now he is not accepting that girl as his wife. What was dedication? Why the conviction of the mind? In material world, we forget, we immediately say something and hum log palti maar jate hain. This is the consciousness of Narottam Das, Lochan Das Thakur. And he wrote so many beautiful bhajans, songs about Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the glories of Kunti Devi and Lochan Das Thakur. From their life, we can see this, their consciousness, how their soul attracted to the, attraction was to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not other than, not the material attraction, but the spiritual attraction. Therefore, Kunti Devi in this shloka is saying, "Let my mind, my attraction to the Supreme Lord like Ganges." So, I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Ananda Koti Vaishnava Brinda Ki.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram.